All right, Adam.
Oh, good God. Doing this again?
We're doing this again.
Hello. Good. I'm glad we're doing this again.
Yes.
I meant, yay, we're doing this again. Here I am, like, gazing at traffic lights. Yes. Zoning out. Slightly.
Exactly. Yes. Well, me too. So let's focus that Excellent. Energy into something that's definitely not dangerous while driving. So, welcome.
Day one.
The end of day one of LA Comic Con.
Forgive the clanking in the background. Yes, it's a ladder behind us.
Ladders and boxes. Yeah, so we are driving back towards Hollywood from downtown Los Angeles, from the Los Angeles Convention Center, home of the Los Angeles Comic Con.
Yep, heading up into Hollywood.
Yes. So I think a good day one.
I think a really good day one.
A bit of kind of getting our bearings and lots of rolling of posters.
Yes.
So, you know, one thing we were talking about, which, you know, I think we talked about last time we did this, you know, if you just want to have a stress-free, enjoyable comic convention experience, just don't try to sell anything. Just give everything away.
Yep. It's been fascinating watching the booths around us who are all trying to sell stuff. I mean, I think we saw the guy next to us sell one thing all day, maybe. The guy across from us, who's clearly, it actually does amazing, like, he's drawing movie posters in the scripts of the movie.
He's writing movie posters.
He's writing movie posters.
So, yeah, so to try to describe this in audio format, it's as if you took a negative image of the kind of classic movie poster image that you would associate with a particular film. So, like, you know, with Boondock Saints, it's the Sean and Norm, you know, kind of classic pose with them holding guns, or with Nightmare Before Christmas, it's Jack Skellington on the curvy thing that he walks on.
Yes.
And so it's like a black and white image, you know, that he, the black part is all text. And so he takes a movie script and then handwrites, it looks like, the entire script.
Yeah.
To create the black part of that black and white image.
It's quite spectacular.
It's pretty cool.
Actually.
It is actually pretty cool. And once I realized it was the script, so I was like, oh, that's pretty clever as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a neat thing. But back to the point, I don't think he sold one.
I don't think
all
he sold
day long.
Maybe one. Maybe one.
So, yeah. So it's, you know, we saw this at last time at LA Comic Con too. Like, you know, so at least in the small press, you know, artist alley areas, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of commerce actually happening.
Right.
It seems to me like this show is much more oriented around, you know, whatever sales are being made, I would project are being made more in the actual merchandise category. Of which there is quite a bit.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And it's a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, but unless you have a significant fan base already, it's not the place.
Yeah.
It's not the place to try and do that.
Yeah, which also is fascinating. Like, I mean, I would be curious, you know, maybe we can spark a conversation over the course of the weekend, but I'd be curious with some of the, you know, there's no Marvel in DC at this. There's no kind of huge comic publisher here. So the publishers that are here are generally smaller. There's Top Cow, there's Aspen, there's
Webtoons
is probably the biggest presence here. And then a couple of, you know, much smaller publishers that actually have bigger booths.
Yes.
And so I'd be very curious, like, you know, how that math works. Like, are they actually selling enough to break even, or to, you know, dare we even think make a profit, you know, with that kind of booth space? But anyway, gets to a curiosity. But for us, you know, we spend the whole day going like, hey, want to take a free poster? And it's actually
a
little group of posters. And so kind of celebrating the launch of the Macroverse app, we are, you know, we've got a really cool kind of big
long
poster, which has a little bit of each of the launch titles in it. And then we focused on the ones that have physical people here. So we've got the creators of the series called Glitch, which is really cool. We've got some Boondock Saints stuff, which we'll talk a little bit more about. And then, of course, we have Dead Town, since we are also here.
Yes.
And Steven, hopefully, will be joining us as well. So we're kind of, you know, handing these out all day and you know, just kind of getting in the aisle and going like, hey, free poster, free poster, free poster. And then, you know, what's been particularly kind of fun and a kind of bit of a learning experience is, as Adam said earlier, it's like, you know, we're kind of honing the patter over the course of the day. And so realizing that, you know, initially I was saying something like, you know, hey, we're launching a new digital comics app or digital comics platform, you know, check it out. And you get kind of like, oh, okay, cool. And then Adam, you know, started saying like, oh, it's, you know, take a look. These are comics that are made for your phone. And it was just amazing to me to watch the difference of people's reactions between those two things. They're like, oh, okay, comics app, sure, whatever. And, you know, not like whatever, but just like not the kind of like immediate kind of like, oh, what is that? Awesome. Right. Whereas like comics for your, you know, specifically made for your phone, a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's cool. A really good idea. Mm-hmm. Like I never thought about that. Or, oh wow, that looks really cool. And so I was also amazed by how many, you know, putting the actual little QR code in people's hands as opposed to pointing at the poster that has the same QR code on it also elicited a different reaction. I'm kind of like, this is how I get to that. Yeah. So just, you know, interesting learning about that, you know, just kind of what sparks people's interest and attention. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a very nuanced distinctions, but it really seemed to make a difference. So tomorrow, which should be the busiest day, you know, it'd be fun to kind of see that play out over the course of the day.
We gave away, well, like 500 things today?
Yeah, we gave away about 500. We'll give away 1,000 tomorrow and then another 500 on
Sunday.
So, yeah, our goal, which is fun, is, you know, print all this cool stuff and then give it all away by the end of the weekend.
Go home with nothing. Any left.
Exactly. Which is kind of fun. I like that game.
Yes.
And so then, you know, the exciting part gets to be seeing, and this will be really interesting this time around since we have an actual metric we can look at as far as, okay, we printed this many things, we gave this many things away, how many people downloaded the app, and then ultimately how many of those people subscribe to the service. So that will be, you know, kind of fun to see how that plays out over the next week or so.
And it's also there's something very nice about like actually starting to sit and chat with people.
Yes.
It's a little slower and you're able to kind of engage, and you feel like, and I could be totally wrong with this, but you feel people are kind of happy to be engaged with when they want to chat.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Like, oh, here's this cool thing, and this is the, oh, what's this? Mm-hmm. Like, it's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice.
No, it is nice. I definitely find that. And I, you know, I'm constantly reminded when I go to these sorts of conventions. I mean, there is every possible type of person represented. Yep. You know, which is kind of cool that this is what nerd culture has evolved into. It's truly kind of a cross-section of literally every look, style, body type, skin color, like, you know, kind of across the board, kind of engaged in this, you know, in the variety of niches across this world. And yet, you know, the cool thing on top of that is just how nice everybody generally is.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, you see the stereotype for just kind of like someone you would probably not talk to on the street necessarily, or, you know, in the grocery store, who, you know, when you go, hey, free poster, and then you get a big smile back and they're like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just kind of, you know, just
it's a very polite, lovely,
across the board, kind of nice crowd. And a good reminder of just, you know, we are not who we necessarily project on the outside. It's interesting. Fascinating, you know, wonderful first day. We also got to finally meet in person both the creators of Glitch
and the creators of Hex 11,
which is coming up in our next wave of releases. Very nice to put those faces with names. And if the Glitch creators are listening, so nice to meet you guys. It's been so fun working with you, you know, putting this stuff together, and so exciting to kind of see it materialize in the real world, or at least in the digital real world.
Yep.
So fun stuff all around there, and we're very excited about all the titles that are on the app right now. And so the big news for tomorrow is we'll be there all day again, engaging with and handing out posters and talking to people. But also we have David DeLaRocco, who plays Rocco, of all characters, in the Boondock Saints, coming to the booth from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to sign our Boondock Saints posters and talk to fans. He'll sign other Boondock Saints related, you know, merch or t-shirts stuff as well, or anything, and, you know, DVDs if you want to bring them. So we are at booth SP858. Which is really just 858.
Yep.
And Rocco will be there from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. So that's Saturday at LA Comic Con, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Mr. David De La Rocco. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we've had him for signings in the past when we were doing the print versions of the Boondock Saints comics. And he's just a lovely guy. He's great. He's great with fans. He loves to talk to people about the movie and kind of his experience. So definitely swing on by, get some poster signed, get some other stuff signed if you got it, and and then download the app and read the series. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout for him, since he's also kind of doing us a big favor to kind of show up and hang out and help spread the word. So you guys also, if you're listening, help spread the word.
Yes, please.
Please. So good times. And I think that's a good place to leave it for tonight. More to come over the course of the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Bye.